Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. A group opposed to more gambling in Wisconsin is backing an effort in the legislature to limit the amount of money spent advertising the state lottery. WXPR's Ken Crawl reports.
Republican Representative Rob Hutton and longtime Senate Democrat Fred Risser have introduced bills capping spending on lottery advertising at $5 million annually and also limiting the scope of the advertising with protective measures. Spokesperson for Citizens Against Expanded Gambling, Lori Pickens, says the lottery is a regressive tax aimed at the poor. She says research shows that areas with the highest sales statewide are in areas with the lowest per capita incomes. She says the advertising is supposed to be informational, but the audio in the ads is sped up, so it's difficult to understand the extremely long odds. She says people who play the lottery will go anyway, especially when the large Powerball and other prizes soar and the news media picks up on the prizes. She says the state could use the money spent on advertising sales elsewhere.
It's arguably, you don't really need to spend the money advertising for the lottery. There's a lot of other ways that the state could that money.
Pickens says government-sponsored gambling pits the government's interests against the best interests of its people. She says for governments to win, citizens must lose. The bill also says the state lottery must stop gathering emails through its Players Club promotion. A portion of the profits gathered from lotteries is used for property tax relief. Voters in 1988 approved a constitutional amendment allowing the lottery. It had a provision that the lottery would not be advertised, but state officials say the advertising is for informational purposes only. The Wisconsin Lottery website says about $4 billion has been returned to property taxpayers since 1988. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
Northwoods cranberry producers and those across the rest of Wisconsin have helped make Wisconsin the nation's largest cranberry producer. But the large amount of production has industry experts hoping consumers buy more cranberries to keep the price up. The USDA has confirmed record yields for last year that averaged 288 bushels an acre, more than 50 barrels higher than the previous year. Tom Lochner is the director at the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, headquartered in Wisconsin Rapids. He says with another growing season underway, producers have a lot of cranberries to sell.
We've been building inventories, and the growth in production is faster than the growth in sales of the product. So we're seeing depressed prices and returns for growers, and in many cases, the commodity price is well below the cost of production, which is not sustainable economically in the long run. So there are some challenges there, and as we add more fruit to the inventories, that can put further pressure on those returns.
Lochner says sales overseas increased by 7% last year, but domestic sales of juice and juice drinks is down, as is most of the beverage industry. He says dried cranberries and cranberry products sales are up. Lochner says cranberry growers are like the rest of us, hoping for a stretch of warm, sunny weather so bees can fertilize this year's cranberry crop. He hopes the public finds cranberries for the upcoming holiday weekend.
You know, obviously juice and juice drinks are high up there, but if they look around, there's a lot of specialty barbecue sauces and other opportunities to use cranberries. There's some cranberry cheeses out there that are real good in cheese spreads. So as people are planning their 4th of July holiday, be sure to include America's original superfruit, the cranberry.
Wisconsin is far and away the national leader in cranberry production, making almost two-thirds of the country's total product. That's almost twice as much as second place Massachusetts. And a tongue-in-cheek quote these days in the Northwoods is, gee, we could use a little rain. A National Weather Service spokesperson says the rainy pattern will hold for a few more days, but after the 4th of July, more common summer weather is likely to arrive. Scott Coltis says it looks like an on-and-off showers into the week, but a change might be coming.
Looks like maybe a change in the pattern coming up here. Looks like the end of next week, Thursday and Friday, the 6th and 7th, it looks like looks like the upper level heights are starting to build, and some definitely warm air should be moving in. So we got another week to go here of this unsettled kind of cool pattern.
Coltis says a Canadian jet stream, the upper level airflow that directs weather systems, has been locked in over in the upper Midwest. Out west, temperatures have soared to extreme heat levels, while the northern jet stream has blocked the high pressure out west from moving east, but that appears to be changing. Coltis has a sneak peek to the 4th of July weekend forecast that has a warming trend.
Looks like maybe a chance of showers on Saturday and maybe some more showers and thunderstorms moving in on Sunday night. And, you know, temperatures, you know, probably right around where they should be this time of year, a bit upper 70s, maybe a crack 80 if it gets some sunshine.
Weather data indicates April, May, and June have been at or near record rainfall levels. Temperatures have mostly been at or below normal levels. And your forecast for tonight in the North Woods, periods of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise steady temperatures around 65 degrees. Tomorrow we'll have some rain showers before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs near 70 degrees. That's your news for this Wednesday evening. Stick around for North Woods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.